Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We continue to get you set for Super Bowl 54 next week between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, we welcome in a former head coach of the National Football League, did coach in Kansas City, also had a stop with the St. Louis Rams, where he did win a Super Bowl and also did lead the Philadelphia Eagles to a Super Bowl as well back in 1980. And that's Dick Vermeil, a part of now Vermeil Wines, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, been a while. Thanks for the time. And how you been?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah, I'm getting old, but I'm doing fine. Unfortunate.
I'm sure you're still sipping the wine, though. Wine is always good.
Bet. You bet.
So what's the latest with Vermeil Wines, by the way, Coach?
Well, you know, we're making 2,500 cases of wine, and our reds are now starting to get mid-90 grades and everything. Our winemaker, Thomas Brown, and Andy Jones just does an outstanding job. I just spent 3 days out there last week working it. And it's in our 2017s will be released in February, and then our 2018s are in the barrel, and they look like they're going to be the best we've ever made. So it's going well. We still haven't made the playoffs, though.
Dick Vermeil here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Now, a little birdie also told me that earlier in the week or last week you were doing some hunting. You're still hunting, Coach?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was hunting with Keith Kreftley, my tight end on my Eagle team, and my inside linebacker, Frank LeMaster. We spent a whole day hunting released birds, pheasants, you know, one of the big old farm in central Pennsylvania. You had a great time.
Did you catch anything?
Oh, you bet. We don't catch them. We shoot them.
Coach Vermeil here with us. Hey, you know, this is the time of the year where everyone looks back at the Super Bowl memories and the lead up to the game. You know what it is next week, the zoo down at Radio Row. When you look back at Super Bowl 34, what are the memories still to this day that stand out to you, Coach?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is I see Isaac Bruce run down the sideline and go one-on-one and catch a touchdown pass. It puts us up in the ball game, you know. I was standing right there, and off he took, you know, took off he went, and then wham, the curtain hit him, underthrew him just a little bit, and he dipped back, got the ball. Azakim came down the field, got a brush block, and off he went in for the score. Then I remember looking down there to try to find out if Tennessee scored on the last play or not. I couldn't tell from where I was standing, but when I saw that the officials didn't raise their hand signaling touchdown, I knew that we won the game.
How long did it take to sink in? Like, in that moment, do you realize you won the Super Bowl, or does it take a little bit for you to realize the importance of what your team was able to accomplish?
Well, you know, I remember throwing my arms up in the air and saying, we are world champions, something like that. You know, I remember that like it was yesterday. And then the exhilaration starts. Then all the different variations of emotion start gripping you, and you start thinking about a lot of different things. But number one, you feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to coach with the coaches I had and coach those players, you know. Players win games, not coaches.
What was the party like after that victory, just wondering, Coach?
Long.
I'm assuming you didn't get much sleep, right?
Yeah, you know, what I remember a lot about it is seeing the parents of the players in the party and sitting around a table sipping on a cold beer or something like that with moms and dads of these fine kids that I had the opportunity to be with for 3 years and through that season. So, you know, it's amazing how events like that draw people together.
Dick Vermeil here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, you mentioned Isaac Bruce. He's now up for the Hall of Fame as a finalist for the fourth time. Torrey Holt is up for the Hall of Fame as well for the first time as a finalist. When you look back, those two players, we all know that they're great players. They deserve a place in Canton, Ohio. They're now in the waiting game of will they get in or when will they get in. What would you have to say about Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt if you had to give them a little endorsement for the Hall?
Well, first off, they are both Hall of Fame quality wide receivers. You know, when it's all said and done, we will have five offensive players in the Hall of Fame off that one team. And what I'm really proud of is we brought in our 3 years there working together, we brought four of them there. Isaac was there. All we had to do was surround him with people that could help him be what he had the ability to be, starting with Kurt Warner. So, it's just an unbelievable experience. You'll never forget it. But I'll tell you this. I think about my losing Eagle team in the Super Bowl every bit as much because they did more and worked harder longer to get there and lose than my winning team did to get there and win. We just didn't go with five Hall of Famers or a coach good enough to get it done.
When you go from that first Super Bowl in 1980 against the Raiders and then back in 99 against Tennessee, how did you change as a coach? Did that previous experience in 1980 help you the second time around, going through it another time as a head coach?
You know, it did. I had a perspective of what it's going to be like. The only thing was different. The first time we went, we had a two-week bye. You know, we had the bye. The second time, the St. Louis Ram Tennessee game, we didn't have a bye. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday after winning the NFC Championship, we were on a plane flying to Atlanta. So it really made that week hectic. Maybe I didn't have time to screw it up, and that's why we won. I don't know. But it was very hectic, and it was a real disadvantage to all the families involved because you couldn't start buying airline tickets and make a hotel reservation if you didn't know you weren't going to the game.
When you were in the Super Bowl, how many people that you didn't hear from in a long time start to reach out to you to try to see if they could if you could get them a ticket to the game?
You know, not many because, you know, as a head coach, you're sheltered. You know, and especially the way we were, we didn't have a day off. We were on the plane going. In fact, I left my entire coaching staff in St. Louis and then flew them in Wednesday morning so they could prepare Monday and Tuesday just as if we were playing a home game in the regular season. And I think it helped our preparation.
A few more with Dick Vermeil, who's here with us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, when we get to Andy Reid, I know that you know him well. Going back with his time in Philadelphia, you coached the Eagles too, and then your time with Kansas City, now him being the Kansas City Chiefs coach as well, so there is that connection. Andy's been around a long time. The one thing missing off his resume is that Super Bowl trophy and getting that ring on his finger. If he's able to get the job done next Sunday, what would that mean for you to see Andy Reid finally get that Super Bowl victory?
Well, you know, I kind of believe I represent all the experienced NFL head coaches and those that are retired that have coached against Andy. I think we would all like to see him win one. Now, that doesn't mean we're against Kyle Shanahan. He's done a marvelous job. But he's going to be in the league a lot longer, as he's already proved he has the ability to do it. And he'll win one if he doesn't win this one somewhere down the road and maybe more. But I'll tell you, as your career, you know, you get a little long in the tooth, you know, and you don't know how much longer you're going to coach. I think if you start with the best coach in this league, Bill Belichick, and work right on down through us peons, you're going to find out that we're all pulling for Andy to win one for the right reasons.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that. Hey, your Rams team in 99 and what this Chiefs offense is able to do this year, do you see any comparisons? Just wondering, because what they've done the last 2 weeks, going down 24-0 and coming back like it's nothing, 17-7, coming back like it's nothing. It's really something, Coach.
Yeah, no question. I don't recommend they do that this next week against the 49ers. But anyway, yeah, it's amazing. You know, we had a very, very explosive offense, just like this is. I think they are probably maybe even a little bit better. I don't know. They don't have Marshall Faulk in the backfield that we had. Okay, that makes a difference. They don't have a Hall of Fame left tackle we had in Orlando Pace, those kind of things, you know. And they don't have an 18-sack guy in Kevin Carter. So we had some physical advantages. But when you add the talent they have to the talent that Andy Reid has with his own coaching skills and his coaching staff, they probably kick my butt.
When you have an offense like that, you probably never thought you were going to lose, right?
Well, we weren't counting on it. I tell you, I've never gone into a big game in my life like I felt going into that one. I just knew we were going to win the game, and it came right down to the last play. So that shows you how good a judgment I have. But anyway, thank heavens for Mike Jones making the tackle.
You're probably still sending some bottles of Vermeil wine, right?
You bet. Yeah, you bet. No, Mike Jones is coaching high school football in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. See, that's got to be awesome for you all these years later to see what your players now do in the next stage of their life, all these years removed from the game. That's got to be neat as a coach, right?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. You always have a few disappointing
sure.
things that you wish you could do more to help them do more. But overall, I'm very proud of them, on and off the field.
Well, hey, Coach, it's always great to catch up with you. We do appreciate a few minutes. Best of luck, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you.
Take care. Go Chiefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.